Hey, fellow Warriors fanatics, I am finally back. Busy life, you know. I have three shoutouts today. One for Pieces? I don't know how to pronounce it, but as far as I know, they don't have a podcast. And I'm not sure of gender either, so yeah. Shout out to Squirrel Flight, who is the host of the podcast A Warrior's Destiny. It is a great podcast. I listened to it. She recently started posting, so yeah, thanks so much for favoriting my podcast. Another shout out to Helena / Twitchwing from the Twitchwing talk show. Sorry if I get the name wrong. That's what I remember it as. But yeah, thank you so much. That's all for favoriting my podcast, if I didn't mention that. Also, guys, just as far as anyone that would want to make fan art of me, just as far as that and how I look and whatever, we had a battle with Night Clan, and now I have a gash on my front right foreleg, so, yeah, that's new adaption to my look. Luckily Nightshade wasn't fighting, but now it's very logical to think that Night Clan cats are cats that have been, you know, killing our cats. I don't know why my family specifically, but yeah. Oh yeah, now back to the actual episode. I'm gonna be reading fanfiction, as the title states. So, finally reading chapter 4. Okay, so the last paragraph on chapter 3 was, he called Sparrow Moon over and she assessed the kit, making sure that she was healthy. Then she and Riverpaw carried the kit to the Snap Clan camp. Okay, chapter 4. Streamkit blinked her eyes drearily. She had almost dozed off, silently cursing the stars above for not keeping her awake. She slowly got to her paws and started out, realizing once she was in the camp that she had no idea where to go. She took a deep breath, scenting a cat by the obvious entrance, a bramble-covered tunnel. Streamkit then headed to what she assumed was none other than the dirt place because of its sour smell, and padded straight inside. The sourness hit her harder than ever, and she also saw a cat sleeping in a heavily padded moth nest. Oops, what is this place? I'd better head out, thought Streamkit to herself as she quickly backed out. She turned around and ran straight into a black tom a little bit bigger than that annoying kit. What are you doing outside so late, young kit? Oughtn't you to be sleeping? He asked, humor in his eyes. Well, I was kind of leaving the camp, stammered Streamkit, horrified that she was caught. The black tom glanced around the camp thoughtfully, and then looked back at Streamkit. Okay, I'll let you go in peace as long as you bring this message to Glitterpaw and say it's from Darkpaw. The message is, South Border. Got that, Kit?
Yeah, also my name is Streamkit, not...
Darkpaw glared at her. Just go, okay?
Okay,
Streamkit backed up a few steps, then wheeled around and sprinted through a gap in the wall she hadn't noticed before. Streamkit was free. She raced as fast as her short legs could carry her, over brooks, through leaves, under thorns. She ran and ran and ran until she couldn't anymore and collapsed in a bush and fell fast asleep. Streamkit peeled open her eyes and blinked. It was still dark, but she could make out a huge figure standing over her. Wait, it was still dark! She blinked again and fell asleep once more. The next time Streamkit opened her eyes, she was back in the nursery. Wait, no, that couldn't be right. She had run away last night, right? But the evidence was all there. The milky scent, the filtering light. Streamkit got to her paws and walked out of the den. The world was so bright in the daytime. The beautiful greens, the cats. The cats all smiled at her. See, Moondust? It wasn't bad for her to be up. These cats were her friends. All of a sudden, a gray-blue tabby tom walked up to her. Hey, I'm Riverpaw, the cat that found you and brought you here. I hope you feel welcome. What's your name? Overwhelmed by the friendly onslaught, Streamkit blinked and replied to Riverpaw's question.
Well, my name is Streamkit.
"That's a pretty name," Riverpaw said back cheerfully. "If you want, we can bring you back to FlutterClan, but first Sparrow Moon, our medicine cat, wants to examine you."
"Oh no, they're going to bring me back and I'll die," thought Streamkit anxiously.
Actually, I'm not from FlutterClan. If you don't mind, I'll just live here." Riverpaw eyed her suspiciously. "Well, in that case, I think Sparrow Moon can wait. I need to talk to Owlstar." Pacing back and forth, Streamkit worried that they would find out that she was lying and kill her there, in front of all these cats. When Riverpaw, Sparrow Moon, and another cat she assumed must have been the deputy came back, she glanced up hopefully. Riverpaw gave her an affirmative nod, though subtle enough for the other cats not to notice. Streamkit flicked her tail thankfully, but inside she was leaping with excitement. She was no longer a FlutterClan cat! So, that's the end of chapter 4. I'm sorry that was so short. Sorry, this episode was so short. I think it is. Yeah, it's not super long. It's like 5-6 minutes. But, yep. That's all I have written right now. Hopefully I'll get chapter 5 and 6 out soon. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and pounce on you later.